Our first two contestants are comedians and co-hosts the podcast, The War Report. It's Shalewa Sharp and Gaster Almonte. Hello.
Yo, what's going on?
Hello.
Okay, I have to start this. I was thinking about both of you because we've seen each other in many different live show performances, but now over a year ago. Both of you have shown me unbelievably random acts of kindness that stick in my mind. So I just want to have this moment to tell you. Shalewa, I don't know if you remember this, but we were doing some show, stand-up show. I feel like it was almost a year ago. And I know you, but I don't know you well. And we saw each other. I went in for a hug. You are a hugger, so it was okay. And we had a deep, meaningful embrace, which at the time I really did need emotionally.
Yeah, that sounds right. I do kind of remember that.
And Gaster, we, again, kind of met through the storytelling scene, but didn't know each other very well. But then we were doing a show together out in Long Island, and I didn't have a ride back. And you were like, I'll give you a ride back, which, again, having someone you don't really know in your car.
It was a great time, too. I had a blast.
But you were totally cool about it. And I was very grateful. I was like, that is an extreme act of kindness when someone's just like, yeah, no problem.
I can't leave somebody from Brooklyn hanging like that. It's just rude.
So you both do a podcast together called The War Report. And yeah. So what was the inspiration to like hang out and do a project together? Or was it something you were thinking about for a while and finally had time for?
Extreme loneliness.
Yeah, yeah. this was a Gaster brain child.
Yeah, I'm inspired by like 90s hip hop. There was a really cool album called The War Report by this group called Capone and Noriega. And it was just these two young kids giving their take on what was happening in their neighborhood. So I was like, oh, I could do that. And I realized like every time I bumped in a shot of show, we'd have these great conversations about what was happening. And by the same token, when we got on stage, we never talk about any of that stuff. Like Shalewa and I right. don't do topical jokes. It's just not, you know, our cup of tea. So I was like, yo, we have like really valid, funny takes that are interesting that we just aren't using. So I called up Shalewa after like saying that repeatedly to my very, very understanding and patient wife. And Shalewa instantly says, yeah, I'm down. That sounds cool.
I mean, it was a really well thought out pitch. Well practiced.
And I like that your show notes for a podcast are transparent about what's going on in the podcast that week, and including one of the bonuses just says, we didn't do a bonus this week and it's Gaster's fault. I was like, wow, not even gonna hide that, huh?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah. I gotta say, like, I made an apologetic phone call to Shalewa about the audio.
Yeah,
like,
yes,
this is
did.
On me. I made a really touching R&B Quiet Storm kind of song.
I mean, touching.
Apologizing to the fans.
You want to go with touching? It was something. It was heartfelt. It was something. You will feel. You will feel.
You'll feel something.
Yes.
Fantastic. All right. This is perfect because this first game is called Fast Slow Jams.
Okay.
We're going to play you a sped up clip of a famous slow jam song. And you're just going to take turns identifying what you're hearing.
Okay. All right.
I'm with it.
Shalewa, you are up first, and this
All
clip
right.
is for you.
Okay. That is Alvin and the Chipmunks doing Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye.
That's right.
Yep, yep, yep.
Exactly.
I'm kind of here for it. It's kind of my speed. It's kind of my speed when I come to romance. Just like, let's get this over
don't
with
mess
everybody.
Around. So I don't have
let's,
too much
you know,
time.
No,
let's
no.
go.
Did you
Law and Order will be on in a few minutes.
All right, Gaster, here is one for you.
Oh, shit, man. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough.
See, I'm at a disadvantage here, right? So I don't know these songs, but they all sound like, yo, somebody's about to drop the best rap verse ever to this thing right here. Yeah. They all sound like Cam'ron and Jay-Z's about to come on and just crush it.
That's true.
Well, I'll give you a hint. You may have noticed that even though this recording was sped up, the singer's voice was still very, very deep.
Deep voice, people that sang, I know Barry White.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I'm in one of those like reaction videos where everybody knows a song they showing their teenage son.
Oh, those are fun. I love those. I just watched a few of those.
I don't know many of his songs. Barry White, he has
I'll tell you what it is. I'll give it
to you. Because you got it right.
Barry White. Yeah. So we'll give you the point. This song is called Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Baby.
Okay.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
And I say that all the time in my house, just in general. Sure. I should have known that.
You should just let Barry White say it. You don't have to.
It does not count if you sing that song to a sandwich gas store. That does not count.
I was just going to say, if you're saying that to your spouse, quarantine has gone well for you. Because right. I am like, yeah. I've had enough of everyone's love.
I would like to be alone. A little less of your love, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Less often.
All right, Shalewa, mm-hmm. This one is for you.
All right. Oh, Easy Like Sunday Morning.
Yeah,
that's
Commodores.
Right. Commodores. My favorite, if you'll indulge me for a moment,
sure.
This song contains one of my favorite moments in guitar history, which is in the guitar solo.
Okay.
And I think we have a clip of that. I just want to play it right now because I like to hear it. That's it, right there. Just that little, that's
yeah.
My favorite thing. Rick!
Oh,
so great.
It feels like it's something that's been unconsciously ripped off by so many rock bands. Like, they don't even understand that where they got that from. And they're like, look what I did. And it's like, yeah, but I'm pretty sure a Commodore did it already.
Yeah. Well, that's, that sort of thing has never happened in popular culture.
No,
before.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Kind of theft.
Stealing from Bob Commodore. Aren't they all... Aren't they all just something Commodore, like Johnny Commodore, I think.
Yeah, Johnny Commodore, Ricky Commodore, the brothers, Commodore brothers.
The Commodores. Yeah. I think that's how they came up with their name.
That was correct.
Correct. Okay. There you go.
Okay, last clip is for you, Gastor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that.
This is the most recent of the ones we've listened to.
Yeah, like this.
So this is in your era.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Like, this was definitely like on the mixtape where like I wanted to lose my virginity to, but couldn't yet. Like, I wasn't good enough.
Yes, it is. Like, it's a classic on that. It's a classic on that. Yes.
So this this woman is from a famous musical family.
Okay.
There was a family band. She was not in it.
Oh, this is Mrs. Jackson.
It certainly is.
Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah, I did. See, this was definitely on those tapes.
Do you know the song title?
I Get So Lonely, right? This is
I Get Lonely. That's right. Yeah.
I remember the hook. Yeah, this is fire. I like this. This played a lot in my uncle's car when I used to pretend to drive it. I was like, yeah, I'm going to sit up here in this Celica. You know?
After the break, Shalewa Sharp and Gastor Almonte turn our game This, That, or the Other into an intellectual masterpiece. And a little later, the McElroy brothers tell us all about their podcasting empire. I'm Ophira Eisenberg. This is Ask Me Another from NPR.